I'm joined now on the phone by Dr. Andy Lyne. Andy is a GP in the Blarney Tower area of Cork, and he recently posted a really interesting post on a GP site, and he mentioned about an increase in farmer suicides in the area, in the Cork area of late. And Andy, is this sort of, how did you come across this, or...?
This was one of, firstly, Declan, thank you for having me on. The area I come from, where I work in Tower, although it's a suburban part of Cork and we're now officially in Cork City, we have a large rural hinterland and we would have many members of the farming community who come to see us. So one of our reception staff is very involved with the IFA, and it's come to their attention that there was a number of suicides within the farming community in Cork over the recent months, and they just wanted to bring that to people's attention so that people would be more aware of it and that people would be more attentive to people within the farming community.
And is there, why do you feel this is happening?
Well, I think, like all of us, I think there's been an increase of stress in our lives over the last couple of years. And like everybody else, farmers are prone to the usual stresses we have in life, whether they're personal illness, relationship problems, difficulties within a family. These are all things that affect all of us. But on top of that, I think people who are farming have additional challenges. There are challenges in adhering to farming standards. There's inspections from the department, from Board BIA. Farming as a business has become much more challenging. While the price of milk and the price of beef has never been so good, on the other side, the price of inputs has also risen quite significantly. And I think that can put a lot of people under stress. And this time of year in particular, where there's calving and the cows may have been dry for a few weeks, and the weather is, it's dark, it's damp, it's very easy, I think, for someone to get down in themselves. All the stresses tend to come together. And then there is also the fact that many farmers work and live relatively isolated lives. They can work all day without seeing too many other individuals. And depending on what kind of family and friend supports they have, they may not get a lot of support during the day. And often when you're feeling down, if you don't have that support, it can be very difficult.
And has COVID sort of worsened that in the point of view, you know, that maybe there was an outlet of going to the mart, maybe there was an outlet of whatever, meeting at IFA meetings or whatever, and yet that of course, for the last 2 years hasn't been able to happen?
Absolutely. I think lots of the usual social supports that we have, whether it's mass on a Saturday night, going down to the local pub for one or two drinks, and it's not the alcohol I'm advocating, it's the social contact that people have. And or even going to each other's houses, we've all reduced and or even stopped that. And as you say, the marts are now, there isn't that same collegiality that you tend to get at the mart, where you can all give out about the local politician and the price of beef. But at least, you know, there isn't that human contact that people would have. And I think that is certainly much worse over the last couple of years with COVID.
Yeah, and we'll say, how would somebody know they're in trouble, or how would somebody's relatives know somebody was in trouble?
Well, I think if someone themselves, if they find that they wake up in the morning, it's hard to get out of bed, they don't look forward to doing their day's work, they run away from the problems rather than dealing with them, then they know themselves there's a problem there. And often family members will see that someone becomes more withdrawn, they don't interact with them, they don't want to go out and do things that they would normally do that they would enjoy, you know, whether it's to go to the local match or to go down and meet a few friends or to do the normal things that people would do. And often, as I say, people just become withdrawn within themselves.
Yeah, but then when you become withdrawn in yourself, I mean, the one thing you... Actually, it's funny, but the one thing you don't want to do is actually talk to anybody, isn't it? Because you just sort of get into yourself, you say, I'll be okay, I'll be okay, I'll be okay. It's hard to break that cycle, isn't it?
It can be, and I think traditionally a lot of men, and whether they're farmers or not, have often found it very difficult to admit to being vulnerable and to admit to not being completely well. And I think, thankfully, a lot more people realise it's okay to admit to not being okay, and it's okay to ask for help. And there are certainly definitely people that you can talk to, and if nothing else, you can talk to your GP and bring it up with them how you feel. You can bring it up with your own family members and friends, and often they'll give you very good advice and they'll help you. And it's sometimes even just letting people know how you feel, that can lift a weight off you. Sometimes you may not want to talk to family and friends. You may find it easier to talk to someone on a more anonymous basis, and that, you know, like the Good Samaritans, or perhaps even pee at a house. If people are having difficulty, particularly, you know, if they're having difficulty that are relating to problems on the farm, you know, financial problems on the farm, or difficulty with animals, and they're feeling overwhelmed with everything that's coming at them, I think I would encourage them to talk to the local IFA. The IFA certainly can give much better advice than me on how they should manage their farm and how they can deal with whatever difficulties they're having as a farm, as a business. And I think that would be very useful.
And are there structures within the IFA so that if I am a farmer and I'm in trouble like that, that I can actually ring them and talk to them?
Yes, I mean, the IFA would welcome farmers who are in difficulty ringing them, and particularly if they can give them advice on how they can manage the difficulties that you're having from a farming point of view. And certainly, often when people get down on themselves, their managing their animals can deteriorate, and animal welfare can become an issue, and dealing with banks and financial situations with banks can become difficult. And it's really good to get someone who's objective, who can come in and, you know, look at the whole thing objectively and give you good practical advice on how to deal with that problem.
And you know the way you say sort of they can come and talk to the GP, as we well know they can, but they often find, Andy, that the hardest thing is just to go talk to somebody. It's hard to go just, what am I going to say to them? I'm sure they sit in GP's waiting rooms wanting to walk out of there half a dozen times before they actually go into the GP. It's very hard for them just to do that initial contact bit, isn't it?
I think it's very hard for anybody to admit to it. That has been the way. I think, particularly for men, I think they can find it very difficult to admit to that. But I think as a society, we recognise much more that mental illness is common. And it's something that we're more accepting. I think as a society, we understand that, you know, many, many people feel down and feel anxious and feel stressed, and there's nothing wrong with that. And certainly as a GP, and as you and I both know, we have people who come into us every day with feeling down, depression, anxiety. And it isn't any we have no difficulty discussing it. And I don't feel people should feel there's any barrier to talking to their GP about how their mental illness is.
Yeah, I think often as a GP, we'd sort of as GPs often feel that actually if they come in and talk about their mental health, it's as important as coming in and talking about a bellyache or something that's going on, or bleeding from somewhere. It's just as much an emergency at times, isn't it?
It is. People often come in with physical complaints, and then they're after 10 minutes of talking, they kind of then actually really get to what the real problem is, which often can be the fact that they feel stressed and anxious and down in themselves. And while acknowledging it, it can be difficult for some people to bring it up. Over the years, and particularly a number of farmers come to mind, that when they've brought it up and we've dealt with it through a combination of dealing with the problems that are facing them in a practical way, talking it out and how to deal with the stresses, and sometimes with medication as well, it's very heartening when you get a very good response and somebody's mood improves significantly and they go back enjoying life, which is the most important thing, but also enjoying their farming and enjoying, you know, interacting with their family and doing the normal social things that we all like to do.
Yeah, you often find that they come back and they sort of say, I'm sorry I didn't talk to you sooner.
Absolutely, yeah. There can be a huge regret that they didn't deal with the problem. But in fairness to a lot of people, it can often be quite insidious. It's not something that you wake up on a Monday morning and there's been a huge change. It often happens over a period of time, and it happens so slowly that people can be a little bit slow to appreciate it themselves. Sometimes family members will bring it up with them and say, look, you know, they'll challenge people on it, and they'll say, look, you're not right. You need to go talk to somebody. You need to do something about how you are. And that's just people being concerned. It's not people trying to interfere. It's just people being concerned. And I think if people are getting that message from others, if they're being asked, how are you a lot, then, you know, maybe do think about it. And if you are down, if you are anxious, certainly don't be afraid of discussing it with your GP.
Yeah, and I mean, people often sort of say, oh, they'll just laugh at me, they won't listen to me. But that's miles from the truth.
No, I the last thing I'll ever do is belittle or dismiss or anybody's mental wellness. I mean, life, you know, we've got one life. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's important that we live it and enjoy it to the full as much as we can. And while it's important to be physically well, it's also very important to be mentally well as well. So it is important that people recognise the importance of being mentally well.
Okay, look, Andy, I think you were great to raise this topic, and as I say, you raised it on a forum among 100 and something GPs, and I was surprised at the amount of people who came back and sort of supported you in it. So obviously it is a thing that GPs are recognising around the place, isn't it?
It is, but then again, we live in Ireland. Most people aren't that far removed from farming. A lot of farmers kind of are a bit surprised when I kind of show a little bit of knowledge on a little bit of knowledge about farming. But my father was a farmer in County Monaghan. My grandparents were small farmers in East Galway. I think most people in Ireland, you go back a generation or you know, if you don't have immediate relatives who are farmers, you go back a generation or two, and we all have contacts with the farm community. It's that important as a part of the Irish kind of society and community. So I think it is something that we can all relate to. I think we all recognise that farming can be a very, very challenging way to live. And I think, I think GPs as much as anybody else recognises that.
Okay. Look, Andy, I'd like to thank you for raising this very, very, very important topic and for coming on with us today. I have the phone numbers. We have the phone number of Pieta House, which is 1800, is it? 1300.
24/7.
And we have the IFA Cork office 021 45 45 944, but we will put them up on our website. Andy, I'd like to thank you for taking part today. It was really good to talk to you.
And thank you, Declan.